NTR Mobile.
NTR, this is N4RLX.
RLX, this is N0TR. The name here is Tom. I'm tuning down Highway 101. Headed towards, let me turn this radio down here in the background. An early morning eye appointment down at Clem's and I on Pelham Road. How's your day going?
Tom, the handle here is Pilot. You're having a good day so far. I took the day off from work. I've got some running around to do now. Right now, I'm parked over here in Spartanburg, waiting on my appointment. Glad to hear you out there, and glad you were able to get a copy on this mobile.
Copy. I was distracted for a second there, though. Give me your name again, please.
Name is Pilot. Papa India Lima Oscar Tango. Pilot, like pilot, like airplane pilot.
Say, I like that. I was in a flight crew in the Navy. That's a great name. Oh, mine's Thomas, but I go by Tom. And actually, my call sign is my initials, N0TR for Tom Riles. I'm an immigrant here from Kansas. Been here about 10 years, my wife and I, 52 years, and she decided to stay at home today. It's very rare that I'm out on my own, Pilot.
I think given the temperature for today, the best thing to do is stay in warm. I didn't look at the weather. I made the appointments I got to keep today on the basis of go and get it done rather than worry about the weather, but yeah, as soon as I get to where I can, I'm going to get inside somewhere.
It's 27, I think, at our place. I have a little weather station outside. And luckily, the display register's inside. And when I went out to get the newspaper this morning, I can tell you, I didn't waste any time getting that. It was cold out there. Well, I guess there's a possibility, Pilot, of Northern Greenville and Spartanburg County getting some ice tonight. So be on the lookout out there. Over.
Finally, I live in southern Spartanburg County, down a little community down there. Closest to me is Cross Anchor. I've got an entry address. But down there this morning, it's 29 degrees. Usually, if they call for ice and stuff in the northern Spartanburg County, about all we get down there is rain.
Okay, 76% of the United States has got snow right now. Heard that on the World News this morning, which I rarely listen to. And so we are really blessed. I checked in on a Western Kansas net last night on 160 meters, and just before the net started, I heard one guy say, well, it's better than yesterday. It was 34 below. And the other guy said, yeah, it's just 12 below now. So I'd soon throw that kind of weather in the ditch.
Happy for the weather we get here. I don't like tornadoes. We get some of those once in a while. But I don't miss any of the heavy snow and ice that they show in the rest of the country. I've been watching that, too. I saw this morning on my cell phone where they showed weather advisory starting at 7 p.m. tonight going until 7 p.m. on Thursday evening. Yeah, we'll watch and see how that works out.
Only the good Lord and Mother Nature has control of that. And you never know. I know my neighbor told me he was out of power one time for 6 days down here just before we moved here 10 years ago. And it was real comforting to hear our generator start up an exercise this morning for 6 minutes.
I work with a fellow that has a Generac. I don't know how yours is set up, but be mindful. He had a dedicated propane tank that for fuel. And evidently during the summer or whatever, doing his usual maintenance cycles, it had consumed his propane. And when it came down to where he needed it, his tank was empty.
Hindsight's perfect logic. I told my brother-in-law that once. I installed a 16 kW one for him on a farm up in Kansas. And I told him, I said, you better get that propane filled, George. And George didn't get it filled, and they almost wound up in the cold when the power went out. Well, we're not infrequently visited by power outages up here between Lake Robinson and Lake Cunningham, and it's not unusual to have a power outage. It's gotten better over the last several years, but it's still not too infrequent to lose power three or four times a winter. And usually it's six or eight hours, limited amount of time. But in this kind of weather, I have heart failure and I've had lung surgeries. And I got to tell you, I can't be without that heat for very long at a time. I guess people down there in Texas are freezing to death. There's over 4 million out of power. A lot of theirs is wind generated. So much for Biden's idea on a green nation without any atomic or coal-fired generators or oil-fired generators. I bet they're rethinking that proposition about now.
N4RLS for ID. Well, Tom, I'm pretty sure that they're having a hard time. They're not at all accustomed to it. Some of their houses probably don't have heat. And the ones that do are not used to relying heavily on the electrical system from what they've been telling. But we're lucky here, at least where I live down there on the end of the county. Our power failures are few and far between and usually short-lived.
We're on Duke Power up here. This is N0TR Mobile. And they're a great company, got no complaints, got good rates, especially compared back to Kansas. We were paying more back there, but they've raised them. They're getting up to be pretty equitable with them. And yes, we have a dedicated propane tank, and I checked it a couple of weeks ago. And you never know, you could have a leak or something, but I calculated that we still had 190 gallons left in that 325-gallon tank, so that would last us a long time. The Generex use power on demand, so if you're not like my wife and baking all the time with the oven going, you're not liable to run out of propane with that much on hand. However, when it gets really cold, you're running on the heat strips of your heat pump, and they do consume a lot of kilowatts.
Damn, running heat strips, Will. I've, for many years, my wife and I were using a forced air electric furnace that used heat strips, and finally we just let it run its course and fail. When it did, we replaced it with a full-fledged heat pump, and I've never regretted it or never looked back at it. It was a good thing to do.
Ours don't go to that until it gets really cold. I noticed it was still on heat pump last night, and it was 34 degrees, and I heard the heat pump defrosting outside. The condenser units, they'll steam like the dickens when they're on defrost. And we're very happy with it. We use more than the average bear because we keep it warmer due to my left lungs attached to my rib cage, and it cramps up on me if it gets very chilly at all. And we figure that's one of our luxuries in our retired years. I'm 73 years old.
Five years only, Tom. I'm 68. And I'm working right now, but March 19th, I'm going to retire. After 48 years with the company, I think I'm going to let them have it, and I'm going to go see if I can find something else to do. Preferably nothing that entails a lot of work.
Well, I tell people I'm retarded. You're retired, too. And I'll tell you, I've been retired 10, 11 years now. And we find ourselves busy all the time. We have a few chickens out there that we have, more or less pets, but we like the eggs from them. and do gardening and things like that. And it never seems that we're not busy. Our daughter and son-in-law and grandsons live in the southern part of Greer, about 14 miles south of us. And when COVID isn't active, we see them a lot. But when it's active, we don't see them so much, unfortunately. But we've got our first shot, and so we feel very fortunate to have that. And due for our second shot. But, you know, they're having a lot of problems getting the vaccine in with the weather being what it is up north.
My shot yet. I am still looking around to find a place that has the vaccine. Usually when I check it, the ones that are most predominantly advertising that they have it are out of the vaccine. And I don't check every day either. You know, between still being employed, still being at work during the day, that hasn't worked out well, but it's on my list of things to do.
I think it's very important. Well, I was an industrial electrician and electronic technician, and the first 32 years in a large machine shop after I got out of the service. And then they shut it down, unfortunately, sold it to a company in Finland. And then worked at a printing company for a year, and then I worked in a large wheel plant where we made 55,000 to 80,000 wheels a month for General Motors. And so I did electrical, electronic maintenance there. And then a year in the hospital, worked there on maintenance for a while, and I just decided to throw in the towel, pilot. But I worked all my life.
All my work life there in a chemical plant in Inman, and I worked, went in as an operator, worked my way up to management. I was over the instrumentation process control, equipment, maintenance, everything from weigh scales to temperature transmitters, pressure, and everything you could think of, flow meters. Also had grounds and janitorial. And I told him one day, I said, look, if we keep this up, I'm about to burn out. I said, I'd like to do something else and still keep working. And they said, okay, we got an information systems job we'd like for you to take on. So that's what I've been doing for about the last year and a half.
You know what? When you're in maintenance, it's everything from feed traps to digital control, I used to tell people. We did everything from plumbing to, I did HVAC, I did all the heating in the plant. We had a tremendous amount of heaters. I worked on a 13 million BTU, or 14 million BTU stress oven. I ran a 30,000 gallon propane generating system. I took care of a machine shop, and then they moved the structural shop up there, so I took care of the structural shop. We made everything from thermals to large water valves, and occasionally they'd call me over to the foundry to get them guys out of a bind. Rarely, because I didn't want to go over there. That was a nasty place. And then I had 30,000 square feet across the street I had to take care of in an assembly building. We made large kilns for the coal mining industry. We made water valves. We made cone valves up to 42-inch, I think, was the biggest one. And we made butterfly valves up to 144 inches. And they would send me out around the country to set those valves once they were in. We even made dam gates for dams, and they'd send me out to the dam site to set those gates. And then I even once went to Miami Beach to work in a sewage lift station, which I was a little leery of, but it turned out that place was clean as a hospital.
It's a wonderful work life. Tom, it's about time for my appointment, so I need to break out and go get myself in line and get myself signed in. I've enjoyed talking to you, and hope to talk to you again sometime soon. You and yours take care of yourself. 73 for the rest of the day. I'm going to sign off after yours. N4RLX, clear.
N4RLX and 0TR. Well, it's really been nice, and thanks for riding with me. I'm about a couple of miles from Clemson High down here. And so that worked out great, and the traffic's starting to get heavy, and I don't like that. Pilot, the pleasure's all mine. You have a great day, and stay safe out there. N4RX and 0TR, 73.